Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Stephanie L., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today is Thursday, October 12th, 2023, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today, we are reading from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and we are on page 158. I'm going to read the third paragraph beginning with, "That afternoon, he put on his clothes and walked," ending with, "and in finding God, had found himself." We are reading and commenting on only one paragraph this morning. Today's readers are Lois P., reading the text, Dion R., will read page 164, and Penny L.C. is our backup reader today. We've got newcomer greeter, Kathleen W., and announcements will be Leslie M. The reference ID number for yesterday, Wednesday, October 11th, 2023, is 20,733, and today's 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 20,739. So that's 20739. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Penny L.C. to please read the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous.
Yes, thank you, Stephanie, for your service. Good morning. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so which injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs.
Thank you so much, Penny L.C., and I will now ask Joanne L. to please read the 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you, Stephanie, for your service today and everybody on the phone, and welcome to the newcomers. I am Joanne L. from Rhode Island, recovered in Rhode Island. The 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And then 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you, and I pass. Have a great meeting.
Thank you so much, Joanne L. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and we are on page 158, the third paragraph, beginning with, "That afternoon, he put on his clothes and walked," ending with, "and in finding God, had found himself." We are reading and commenting on only one paragraph this morning, and I will now ask Lois P. to begin reading.
Thank you, Stephanie. Good morning, everyone. This is Lois P., gratefully recovered in New York. "That afternoon, he put on his clothes and walked from the hospital a free man. He entered a political campaign, making speeches, frequenting men's gathering places of all sorts, often staying up all night. He lost the race, but only a narrow margin. But he had found God, and in finding God, he found himself." This is such a beautiful, beautiful paragraph, because for me, this is what I've searched for my whole life. Even though I was raised in a traditional religion, I always believed in God, even as a child, but there was a separation between myself and God. And I spent, like this man and many of us, I spent my life wandering around in life, excelling, trying to find that peace of mind, looking for some satisfaction. The food became my life raft. You know, that was, I didn't know, but taking me into the rapids and fastly approaching the waterfall. I lived like that my whole life, searching for something, searching for that something that would put me all together, that would give me a sense of happiness and peace and security. And whether it was food or relationships, jobs, money, you know, any accomplishments, I was always in pursuit of that greater something, and I had no clue what it was. And this gentleman has found what it was that he was looking for. And when I came to a point where I was so exhausted in searching and I needed to just collapse into powerlessness and just ask God, please come take my life. That's all I want from now on, because I was so tired of trying and failing. Even though on the outside, you know, people would say I had a successful life with marriage and children and money and whatever we had, you know, I was comfortable. It wasn't what I was searching for. And this simple paragraph, he walked out a free man. When that day came for me, where something deep inside of me just really died, an awakening happened. Something entered me that has, thank God, never left. And that is this complete trust and adoration and love for this divinity that is ever present everywhere in everything. And I now find that relationship on a daily basis, and that is what guides me. And when I found God, I truly found myself. So thank you for the opportunity to share on this really beautiful paragraph, and I pass.
Well, thank you so much, Lois P., for such a beautiful share, and what a great way to get us started. And now we are going to open up the meeting for sharing. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. If you shared on Tuesday or Wednesday on any vision meeting, please allow others the opportunity to share today. And also, please keep your share to 3 minutes to allow time for as many people as possible to share. I'll remind you with the timer when your time is up. And when you hear the timer, please finish your thought and not your sentence to give others as much time as possible to share too. So I'm going to get a lineup of names. Please give your first name, last initial, and where you're calling from. Who would like to share?
Sherry M. from Wyoming.
Got you, Sherry. I've
Jennifer
got you,
G. from California.
I've got you, Jennifer G.
Mona from
Dion
okay,
R.
Two people talked on top of each other. I've got you, Dion R.
Oh.
I heard Jennifer G. And after that, I didn't hear names.
Annabelle
Mona.
Z. from Washington.
I've got you, Annabelle Z.
Mona from Montana.
Thank you, Mona. Gotcha.
B from Arizona.
Was that D?
B as in boy, B E A, B. From Arizona.
Oh, gotcha, B. Thank you. All right.
Mm-hmm. Patricia P.
Got you, Patricia P. All right. Well, go with this lineup. I've got Sherry M., Dion R., Jennifer G., Annabelle Z., Mona B., and Patricia P. And please give your location before you share. And Sherry M., you're up first, followed by Dion R.
Good morning, Stephanie. Thanks so much for leading the meeting. Great to hear your voice. I'm Sherry M., and I'm gratefully recorded. I'm gratefully recovered in Wyoming, and I love this paragraph, and I love the freedom and the promise. And I was thinking that is one of the best things about sponsoring is that it, the whole point of sponsoring is actually to take someone through from the beginning of the book and to help them to get established a relationship with their higher power, which will get them free and keep them free. I am so grateful to A Vision for You, and I'm so grateful to be a compulsive overeater with this seemingly hopeless disease, because I'm also a recovered drug addict and alcoholic, but it took 15 years of being sober before I found A Vision for You. And I would never have found the freedom from finding God, which led me to find that program.
Sherry, you're breaking up. We can hear just about every other word. Well, I think we lost Sherry. Well, thank you, Sherry M. We're going to move on to Dion R. And we'll see if Sherry comes back in. So, Dion, you're up.
Good morning, all. My name is Dion R. And thank you, Stephanie, for all your beautiful service work and instructions. Just thank you. I'm from Ohio and very grateful. I like everyone else. I have to get on this God thing. Ooh, finding God. I found myself. Thought I knew myself. I didn't. And I, as they say, God wasn't lost. I was lost. So it's sort of the same thing. God found me. I found my way back to my original source, probably where I was born. I don't know, but I just know that peace that surpasses all understanding I have today, and I didn't have that in my life ever prior to the 11 years plus of recovery from that seemingly hopeless state of mind and body, and just feeling so grateful today. And this one sentence reminds me of another big book. It says that afternoon he put on his clothes and walked the hospital a free man. It reminds me of another book I used that I study is he picked up his bed and walked. You know, and that's how I felt when I started on the train of walking the road of recovery, being honest, open, and willing with the people in the group and countless others, and most importantly, with God and myself, and it's a beautiful thing. It didn't come overnight. Most people know me. I didn't want anything to do with God when I came here, so the change, it was spiritual. I didn't do it. I just followed instructions, and grateful I did, and just thank you all for being here and reminding me power, and it's not beyond. And with that, I'm glad it didn't, too. But and with that, I'll pass. Have a blessed day.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Dion R. Next, we have Jennifer G., followed by Annabelle B. And Jennifer, we can't hear you. Please hit star one.
Okay, I'm going to say all that again. This is Jennifer. This is Jennifer G. from California, and I wanted to share, I'm pretty new in OA. I came in April, and but I've been around the rooms, the 12 steps for a long time. And this paragraph just jumped at me because this is actually the story of my life right here. When I found God, when I found God, I found myself. And, you know, I spent a lot of years and around my food, you know, and around my adult life, I turned my back on God for 20 years from 18 to 38. I said, yeah, this is way too hard for me. I'm going to go do something else and you can take care of those people. And you know how that worked, 20 years of no God and then finding God again, and finding God had never gone anywhere. I was really appreciative. But this is a great life. And in OA, the visions, meetings, working the steps, I'm finding so much more than I ever thought that I would find. If you would have asked me, and I think I told someone this in April, I'm okay, fine. You know, I was morbidly obese. I had no plan, pretty miserable. And I started on the steps with a sponsor and meetings and even sharing in the other program that I'm in. And I'm just so happy. And I'm finding with God, the possibilities are endless. I don't even know where I'm going. I don't even know where he's taking me. I don't know where he's taking any of us, but it's just amazing to me. And the answer for me is in the steps. Thank you for letting me share.
Well, thank you so much, Jennifer G. from California. And next up is Annabelle Z., followed by...
Good morning. Can I be heard? Hello? Uh-oh. Can I be heard? Stephanie?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yes, you can.
Okay. Okay, Stephanie's out there. My name is Annabelle Z., and I'm in Washington State at Recovering Compulsive Overeater. And what stood out for me with this paragraph is that he just he'd just given his life to the care and direction of his Creator. And that to me just stands out how important it is that he walked in the hospital a free man. Like I used to read this paragraph and thinking, well, he just had a visit from, you know, he just had a meeting, just had a fellowship, and he did all these steps and he was free. And then, but that freedom didn't come to me until I give my life to the care of my Creator and direction of my Creator. And just for my story is that I do this every morning or else. Like I will not have a productive day, a others-seeking and God-seeking day, unless I give my life to the care and direction of God before I get out of bed. I started doing prayer and meditation for 30 minutes prior to getting out of bed about 3-4 weeks ago, and it's seriously changed my life. And yeah, I check in with God throughout the day, and so I still find God throughout my day. I still look for him and seek his face. And it changes everything. It changes in the moment, like what I'm going to do. It takes away fear. It takes away anxiety. But my second favorite thing about this is he lost the race, but it didn't matter because he found God. And that to me gives me so much peace. And I feel that today, that nothing really matters if I win or lose, you know, get the job, don't get the job, have the diagnosis and get the treatment, don't get the treatment. It doesn't matter. It just as long as I have God in my life is just, I feel so free. It's a total paradox and oxymoron of this program that the more chained I am to God, the more free I am. So, yeah, with that, I'll pass. Thanks so much for your service.
Well, thank you so much, Annabelle Z from Washington. Next up, we have Mona followed by B.
Can you hear me? This is Mona.
Hi, Mona. We got you. Go for it.
Okay. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. My name is Mona S., and I am from Montana. And I just have to say, you know, this is amazing. I am a newbie. I have been abstinent close to 4 months, and I've been coming for about 4.5 months. And it's a miracle that I've even been able to be abstinent. I've just gone through an incredibly stressful time, upper respiratory infection that's on week 3, and then went through a week of waiting to determine whether I had cancer or not, and I don't. But what I want you to know is I did not eat through it. I was able to ask people to pray for me. I felt that prayer, and even though I was anxious and waiting, I did not have to use my drug of choice, which is sugar. And that was such a freedom, I have to tell you. And one of the gifts of that is I also have rheumatoid arthritis that is in remission because I have changed my diet, and I'm not doing sugar, that I'm able to get off of my RA medication because I've been in remission for almost a year. And that is a miracle. That is absolutely a miracle. And the support I got from my sponsor through this time was incredible. I felt carried through this time. And for those that perhaps are new and don't have a sense of a higher power, I would just say don't quit before the miracle occurs, because if you stay in this long enough, things will change for you. And I think a vision for you has been a miracle that I have found it, because the structure of this program helps me tremendously. And I just completed step 4 and 5, now on to 6 and 7. And again, I did that during this stressful time. That is a miracle. So I'm so grateful to be here, and I love listening to all your shares. It just helps set the tone for the day. So thank you for listening, and I will pass.
And Mona, what's your last initial?
S. Is it for my middle S? Name, right? Yeah, S.
Just
is
your
in
last
Sam.
Initial. S. Okay,
yeah.
So that's Mona S. from Montana. Thank you, Mona. And before we go to our next person, if you're just joining us, I want to let you know where we're at. We are on page 158. We are discussing the third paragraph that begins with, "That afternoon, he put on his clothes and walked," ending with, "And in finding God had found himself." And we just read that one paragraph and we're sharing on that. So next I'm going to go to B, followed by Patricia P.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I'm B. I'm a compulsive overeater, and I'm so grateful to be on this meeting. I'm fairly new. I'm barely getting to this point where I want to find the God of my understanding who will restore me to sanity, because I've been in the disease for many, many years, and it's really, really, literally, slowly kill me inside and out. So I'm tired of that. I've listened to all your shares, and I am so grateful to be a part of this fellowship. And I do need help. I need support. I'm fairly new, and I just wanted to claim my seat this morning. I really appreciate it, and I will pass with that.
And B, what's your last initial so that members can find you?
Sure. H. I don't know. I'm not on a phone list. I don't know how to get one. I don't know how to get on one. So
okay.
Maybe after the meeting,
stay.
You can help me with that.
Yeah. Stay after, and we'll see if we can get you some information on that. So BH from Arizona. Thank you so much.
Next up, we've got
Patricia P.
Yeah, this is Patricia P. from Barron Springs, Michigan. I just like the part where it says that afternoon he put on his clothes and walked out a free man from the hospital. I have my recovery going now one day at a time, and where's the rest of that, where he said he had found himself, and finding God he found himself. I am working at a fast food restaurant, and they have the different suites that I was attracted to, and it was hard for me to imagine myself getting out of it, because I had gone so berserk in eating those type of foods that it seemed hopeless, but by God's grace and mercy, somehow I found my recovery again. So that's all I have to share. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Patricia P. from Michigan. And we're going to take another lineup. And please, if you shared on Tuesday or Wednesday on any vision meeting, please give others the opportunity to share today. Who would like to get in on this next lineup and share on this paragraph?
Kathleen W.
Kelly L.
I've got Kathleen W. Kelly L.
Freya A.
Freya, is that A or H?
A and happy.
H, gotcha, Freya. Okay. We can take a couple more. Anyone else? All right, well, we'll go with Kathleen W., followed by Kelly L., followed by Freya H., and please let us know where you're calling from. Kathleen, you're up.
Good morning. Kathleen W. from Illinois. Just claiming my seat today. I love this story about this lawyer. What a miraculous thing, but what a miracle my life has been, too, since I began in recovery. And God has been with me all of my life, leading me every step of the way. as I look back through the years, I see how faithful God has been, even when I was out there just doing my own thing, and brought me through, saving me from alcoholism, cigarette smoking, emotional, illnesses, mental illness, compulsive overeating, sugar addiction. You know, just all through these years, I'm 75 years old now, and I look back on a wonderful, wonderful life. And yes, it has been hard. It was very difficult in seasons of my life, but God never left me. And so I'm just so grateful today.
I have this experience that this lawyer had. I'm, you know, a free woman. And I still have times when I'm not perfectly willing, and thank God for the fellowship, I can go to somebody and work things out. You know, I'm still coming to know God. I'm still finding God, and I'm still finding myself, and I'm just so grateful. It's just been God's faithfulness all of these years that I'm just, my cup runs over this morning. And thank you so much for your service, all who are doing service today. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Kathleen W. Next up, Kelly L., followed by Freya H.
Hi, everybody. My name is Kelly L. I am a recovering compulsive overeater from Washington State. I've been listening to you all share for the last 84 days since I joined the program and have been in full recovery, or not recovery, sorry, fully abstinent. But today I woke up, it's my 46th birthday, and instead of planning cakes and ice cream and going out to dinner and all the things, I decided to share, claim my seat as a birthday gift to myself, you know, through God, because it's the best gift that I've received and the best gift I could ask for today, every day. So I don't really have much to share, but just the miracle of being abstinent for 84 days, and every day is better and better. So if you're like me, like I was, feeling hopeless that this program probably wouldn't work for you either, just know it does. And we've got great leaders, great teachers, great people here to show us the way. So I'm thankful for each and every one of you. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kelly L. from Washington, and congrats on 84 days. And next up, we have Freya H.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Freya H. I am in Colorado, and I am a gratefully recovered compulsive eater, bulimic, and restrictor. Thanks, everybody, for the shares. What I get out of this paragraph is this illustration that when I turn my life and will over to God and I start, you know, doing whatever God is directing me to do, it's no longer about what the outcome of the situation is. Like for this man, Bill D, he entered this political campaign and he lost. You know, it sounds like he put his heart and soul into it. And he was not successful. And if I were writing the script, it's like, well, I would turn my will and my life over to God, and then God would give me the happy ending that I think I need to be okay, or the one that I think I deserve because I worked so hard for it. And this is telling me very, very clearly that that we get something better, something so much better than this external success or this thing that I thought would make me happy. And I spent years trying to fix the outside or manage the outside or, you know, direct everything in my life because I thought when everything lines up in a certain way, then I'll be okay. Then I'll feel secure. Then I will like get that effect that I've been seeking. And it just didn't work. And so I needed something to take the edge off. So enter the eating disorder. So I just love this illustration of, oh, things didn't go his way, and it really didn't matter. That wasn't the point. The point is that I go ahead and do life and let God take care of the outcomes, and I'm going to learn spiritual lessons and grow along spiritual lines, whether I am facing challenges or whether I am having those moments of alignment and joy, and that it's all good. It is all part of it, and I'm so grateful for every bit of it. I'm just grateful that I get to be present and alive and participate in life and know that, you know, my creator has got my back no matter what happens. So grateful to be here. Thanks for the opportunity to share. I will pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Freya H. from Colorado. And we can take about three or four more names. We've got time. Who would like to share? We got plenty of time. Who would like to share on this paragraph?
What is the paragraph? What page number?
We're on page 158, the third paragraph. That afternoon, he put on his clothes, and in finding God, he found himself. Just the one paragraph.
Karen E.
Barbara A., California. I've got Karen E., and then I think I heard Barbara A. We can take one more. Okay, we'll see how. Oh, what was that? Who was that?
Penny Elsie.
Okay, got you, Penny.
Sorry.
All right, so we've got Karen E., Barbara A., Penny Elsie. And please let us know where you're calling from. Karen, you're up.
Now, hi, Karen E., good morning from California. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay. Did you get my name and state?
We've got you, Karen E. from California.
Okay. So I just wanted to check in this morning. This is a really great paragraph for me, and in a lot of ways, right where I'm at, you know, I came into this program 2 months ago. I think 64 days. And I was blessed to have a vision sponsor, somebody that I know sponsor me, and just completed the steps. And I had worked through the steps in a different program once before. This is my first time through the Big Book, and I just am blown away. You know, I've had a faith in God my whole life, and just incredible how working the steps in this way has brought me through into and through a new experience with my God. And I'm just looking forward to the journey at this point. I just turned 60, and I've lived a little bit of life, but there's so much more. I see now that there's so much more, and I'm just looking forward to the journey and grateful to have tools that I never had before, and a community that I never had before, and to help along that journey. So really grateful to be here. Great listening to all your shares, and I think I'll keep coming back. Thank you. I'll pass.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Karen E. from California. Next, we have Barbara A., followed by Penny L.C.
Good morning, fellow visionaries. This is Barbara A. from California. So grateful to share today. I have experienced in the past couple of days, honestly, have experienced a release from a character defect, which I find it was so subtle and so wonderful. And I know it wouldn't have happened had I not made this book and these steps a part of my life every day. And one of the ways I do that is by listening to this meeting every day and hearing the message, the recovery. I think I saw something the other day where this one, they showed a picture of this woman. She goes, "No, that's not me. I'm not that person anymore." And I feel like that. I feel like God has relieved me from a character defect And I'm so grateful, so very grateful. Grateful for the meeting, grateful for your service, grateful for showing up every day so that I can have a place to come. And I pass. Thank you for letting me share.
Oh, thank you so much, Barbara A. from California. Penny L.C., you're up next.
Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you for your service. Good morning and good morning to everyone on the line. This is Penny L.C., a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater from the state of Washington. Quote, he had found God, and in finding God, he had found himself. Quote. You know, I see his surrender was emphasized when he could make this awareness his focus. At the time, he had lost the race. He may have failed in his political arena, but he succeeded in awakening to a power greater than himself and a way to do life. You know, his loss in with an ambition he had led him to a whole new way of seeing things in surrender and serenity. And he succeeded. That was his gain. You know, today my awakening has allowed me to accept whatever occurs, understanding that the blessings are simply to be appreciated and the challenges are simply to be learned from. And I can too accept just whatever life, you know, brings to me, knowing that with my higher power, having found this beautiful spirit within that guides me and gives me grace and protection, there is a way through, no matter what the circumstances. And I have the blessing of that every day. Thank you for letting me share, and I'll pass.
Well, thank you so much, Penny L.C. from Washington. And we can get 1 to 2 more shares in. Who would like to share? We have time.
Donna W.
Lynn S.
I've got Donna W. and Lynn S., and we'll see how time goes. If you could please let us know where you're calling from. Donna W., you're up first.
Hi, this is Donna W. calling in from California. Gosh, I was hoping to share on this because this is one of my favorite paragraphs of the big book. And the reason is because just because we have recovery, just because we have a higher power, doesn't mean everything we get everything we want. You know, I don't get everything I want just because I'm in recovery. And I thought for a while, I'm doing all this program stuff. Why are you still having problems in my life? And I learned from others that, you know, we don't get above being human. And so, you know, anyway, this I love this paragraph because you know, we're still are living our lives, ups and downs, and we just continue working our program and leaning into God and trust the bigger picture. Thanks, and I pass.
Well, thank you so much, Donna W. from California. Lynn S., you're up.
Good morning, everybody. This is Lynn S., compulsive overeater in Toronto, Canada. And I just love that line where it says, and in finding God had found himself. You know, I yearned my whole life. Even as a kid, I was yearning, I was searching for what I didn't know. I had no idea. And I can remember as a kid even saying, I want to go home. I want to go home. And I thought it was because my dad had died and we had moved and I wanted to go back to the original place. But it wasn't that. I can see that now. I wanted to go home. I wanted to go the home, you know, that God feeling, that God-centered thing. And I hunted and searched for whatever it was that I was yearning for. And my path was always being fat kid, losing my first 100 pounds at 16. And then for the next 20 years before I came into program, gaining and losing 140 pounds. That was about my bounce. All in an effort to find something that was going to make it, whatever it was, better. And I didn't know what it was. If I only could get my act together, and if I could just get, you know, a better job, or if I knew how to relate to people better, or if I knew anything better, if I was smarter or prettier or thinner or, you know, anything, something, make it better. I didn't know I was looking for God. In fact, I had purposely shut the door on God when my friend died after suffering a year with cancer and then died. And I thought, there can't possibly be a God, because you're supposed to suffer for a year and then live, and everybody say, what a miracle, not die. It's an amazing thing, this God thing, this program. And the whole point of the program is to take my hand and place it in God's hand. I didn't know. I am so grateful to Vision and to everybody on the line for showing me the purpose of the program. And we're here. What God's will for me isn't, am I going to study this or that? Am I going to be a yoga therapist or a dog walker? That's not what I'm praying for when I'm asking for God's will. It's, God, how can I serve you today? What do you want me to do for you to help my fellows? I am so grateful. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Lynn S. And we have time for a two-minute share. Who would like to share for 2 minutes? Close us out. I know someone wants to share. I can feel it.
Vanessa G.
Luann.
I knew it,
Boise.
Vanessa. Thank you. Go for it.
Hi, everybody. My name is Vanessa G, and I am recovered in New Mexico. And just very quickly, you know, I grew up being told that I needed to get good to get to God. And so, you know, I'd try and try and try, and, you know, every week I'd fall down. And I eventually, you know, rejected that whole idea. I just rejected the, but I threw out God with the bathwater, you know. It's just, I didn't want to believe in anything. And it took me a while before I prayed again. And I prayed at that time for God just to get me in my first meeting. And now, I found that it was exactly backwards for me. I go to God, and as a result, I get quote-unquote good. Not good in the sense that I was thinking, but good in the sense that I'm a good and faithful servant. Being available to the rest of his kids has been the high point of my life all the time. Every time that I, you know, can engage in being of service. It's just been such a blessing and such a gift. And that's where my freedom comes. Thanks.
Oh, thank you so much. Perfect timing. Vanessa G. from New Mexico. And now we will now close with the reading from the big book on page 164. Followed by the Serenity Prayer. And Dion R., can you please read A Vision for You?
Yes, ma'am. Sure can, Miss Stephanie. I am Dion R. again. Very grateful. Recovered, compulsive. I don't think you hear me. Okay, hold on. Very grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater from this seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day excuse me, for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own health is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right and great. events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is a great fact for us. And abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. And I'll pass.